Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, have been with us for a second. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. Praise God. Hope y'all can hear this. Having an audio difficulty here, but hey.
Let me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural.
Come on, talk to me.
This is gonna work now. Yeah, it's what it is. Oh, I see what's going on here. Praise the Lord. Y'all bear with us for another minute here. That we found out what the problem is here. That's right. Yeah. I do apologize. Okay, there we go. Okay. Tell you what I'm going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Appreciate y'all patience. Just do it night. Hallelujah. Well, hey, you need to know you're spiritual. I don't care what the enemy say. It just, it's going to be a little low, but hey.
Let me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to me.
You're not natural. That's what you're not. Here's what you are. I tell him that every day.
You're not a natural being. Having the spiritual experience. Part of your spiritual being. Living this natural experience.
You gotta see it in the spirit.
You're not a natural being.
That's what you want. You want to be spiritual. We want to pray that God let us walk in his spirit. We want to pray that God let us be spiritual. Not sometime, but all the time. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, it reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." One of God's living stones. You have to know that's what you are. You have to know that you've been called out of the darkness into the light. Why? Because you are a chosen vessel. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on and say in 2 and, I think it's in 2 and 5, he decreed, "Ye are a lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. That's what we are. We are spiritual. We're offering up spiritual sacrifices. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're just happy to have each and every one of you all. We want to thank God, first of all, for making us spiritual, because Galatians 5:16 says we walk by the Spirit. Thank you, Father God, that we can walk by the Spirit. Your word is spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that it's in your word that we learn that we can have the mind of Christ. It is in your word, Father God, that we can come boldly before the throne of God, yeah, or before your throne, and have mercy there and find mercy. Your mercy endure forever. I thank you, Father God, for everlasting mercy. If we've done anything outside of your will, Father God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for forgiving us. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to stand before you and as being a light to you. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, that you decree and declare that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And we're content, Heavenly Father. We're content with the Lord. What the Lord Christ, we're very content. And I thank you for these and all blessings. I ask you to give traveling mercy to Pastor Bill as she travels on the road. Or I thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, for those that will listen today and that will hear the word and hear your word. Now I ask you to continue to pour your spirit out to protect us, to give us angels to control our situation. Thank you for your refuge. I affirm, Father God, that you are Lord of our lives. These and all blessings we ask in Christ's name. And we pray, and everybody agreed. They said amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay. We have been studying about the two gods, and we ain't really got into Lucifer like I want to yet, but I do want to remind you to stay protected, brothers and sisters, because there is a god of this world, and I think we've pointed out enough just to show you over in 2 Corinthians, I want to say it's 10, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 and 11. I'm going to ask Evangelist William if she'll read that.
2 Corinthians 5, 10 and 11. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry. I'd like for you to back up also 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. Matter of fact, read 3, 4, and 5.
2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen, amen.
Anything that's not agree with the word of God, we're to cast it down. Anything that try to exalt itself above the word of God, we need to cast it down. So it is true that we live in the world, but we do not have to fight from a world motive or from a world perspective. We don't have to, even though Satan is the god of this world, we don't have to handle Satan the way most people think we should. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, the things we use in our arsenal, is not of this world, but it's through God. That's where the power is at. That's how we fight the enemy. So that tells you right there that we're in a battle, we're in a struggle, we're in a warfare, we're in a conflict, the flesh. But most of that has to do with being in the mind, the imagination. He said, cast it down, every high thought. Why? Because of Matthew's 4 and 4. I'm going to ask her if she'll read Matthew's 4. Evangelist William, read Matthew's 4 and 4, if you be so kind.
Matthew's 4 and 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen.
See, that's why this is so important, brothers and sisters. Jesus said to live by the word. Jesus said it's all about being in the word. You answer with the word. You come back with the word. Whatever the word say, that's what we live by. And that's what we do. So rather than really get into Satan stuff today, I want to let you all know that God not only dwelling with us, but we have to know how to dwell in his secret place. And I'll just go on and tell you, since the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that there is a God of this world, there's five ways God keep you safe in this dangerous world that we're living in. And we may hit on some of them today. Psalms 91 and 4 we'll look at that one. And these are ways that God protects us, brothers and sisters, because we're in a world that we'll experience some wars and rumors of wars. It's danger on every side, every kind. It's some of these people conforming to know God and has promised to do certain things for God, but yet they don't live under the word of God. So we may not all be on that front line, so to speak, like they're over there in Quran. What is that place over there they fighting?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. We may not all be in Ukraine, but we are part of the war. We may not all be on the front line of Ukraine, but we all are facing an enemy who intend to do this, steal, kill, and destroy. However, we must always remember our God is more powerful than the devil. And so when we make God our refuge, we have security in Christ, in him. It's sort of like a baby. You know how they wrap a new baby in a warm blanket and secure that baby? Well, that's how God does us. So Psalms 91 and 4, read that.
Yes, Psalms 91 and 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen.
Yeah. So we have to remember that God is protecting us every day.
Amen, amen.
And that's how he does it. He keeps us in his secret place, okay? God himself is our refuge. God himself is our shield. You know, the dictionary defines refuge as that which shields or protects from danger, stress, or climatities, or strongholds, or protect by the strength of a sanctuary, for instance, which secure, safe. And a lot of people think it's about being in the sanctuary, and it's about being in God's sanctuary. It's not about man's sanctuary. It's not about being in this world. Remember, Jesus said, now, if you're in this world, you're going to have some tribulations if you stay in this world. But remember, we are triumphant in Christ. But as long as you stay in this world, but you're going to have tribulation. So expect that. Do not expect it. Expect it, okay? But also, Psalms 91:4 tells us, under the wing shall you trust and find refuge when trouble comes. Your way, yes. So stay in that place of refuge, which is in the word of God, which is in Christ. That's where our refuge at. God's protection means you are inaccessible to the enemy. No matter what the circumstance, I don't care what lies Satan tell. I don't care what he say. If you're in Christ, you are in his protection. According to the scripture now, God encircles, he encamps, he covers, he shields those who make him their refuge. So if you haven't, go ahead on and declare and decree, the Lord, you are my refuge.
Yeah.
I'm staying in your presence. I'm staying in your anointing. It doesn't matter what I do. I'm staying in your anointing. I'm staying in that place. See, it's the kind of force that feels our protection, making possible for the devil to have access to you. Why? You're under God's wing. So if you could imagine, I thought about Daniel 6. Matter of fact, I think I'll read that. Read Daniel in the book of Daniel, Old Testament, the 6th chapter, 16 through the 22nd verse.
Daniel chapter 6. 16 through 20. Daniel 6, chapter 16. I'm sorry. Daniel 6:16-20. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the dens of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, the God whom thy servants continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of muskets brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the dens of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thy servant continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Amen.
So that's how men and women throughout the ages have been able to walk unharmed through all kinds of dangers seen and unseen. You know, we never take it like this, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, even driving down the street, you don't know where these stray bullets come from. They had a little girl, 7 years old, had a little boy, 5. I mean, God is protecting us.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We need to be thinking. It doesn't matter what kind of situation. That's how Daniel survived the lion's den. The lion couldn't get to harm him because he was, I'm going to put it this way, he was tangled up in the Lord.
Yes, yes.
He knew God's protection was there.
Yes.
God was Daniel's refuge in a lion's pit. And don't let me get to talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how that when they turned up the fiery furnace over there in the third chapter of the book of Daniel, when it didn't matter to them. See, that's the attitude you got to have. It doesn't matter. You got to start getting that attitude. It doesn't matter what everybody else doing. It's only a few that's going to find this way, brothers and sisters. Now, you can start focusing in on these other folks and, oh, well, they doing it like this, and this church got that. And I mean, you keep on having that attitude. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So it's only going to be a few folks, the Bible said. Not everybody, but only a few. Remember the other day we talked about that narrow way of the world, but the highway was wide. See, most folks, they look at it like this. Oh, yeah, let me go to church. Because, see, that way they thinking that if they go to church, they're going in the straight way. But wait a minute. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me.
Yes, amen, amen.
See, that's what you got to understand. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. So we have to line our thoughts up with God's thoughts. You understand? That's what I'm trying to tell you. No reason he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. See, God want to protect us. He wants us to know that God's way is different than man's way, brothers and sisters. So enter in the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Even though it looks like, you know, this is the way you should go, you get a chance to read that story, man. I mean, it looks like, yeah, you ought to go to church. But no, it looked like you ought to be in Christ, but you can't see it because once you get in there, Satan start taking advantage of you. Everything from your pocketbook to your mind to your labor. Satan will have you selling barbecue dinners. Trust me. So enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Some destruction there. But there are many who go in by it. But because it is narrow is the gate. And it's difficult is the way which leads to life. So when you go through all of that, if you keep looking, keep pressing, you know this is a pressing way. Can I say that one more time? This is a pressing way. I read this over the other day, that this is a pressing way, man. I read that in Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a higher calling for us, and it's in Christ Jesus.
Yes, but, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And God, and that's what God expects for us to be there. Hallelujah. But protection, okay? When we think about it, brother and sister, we are being protected by God's anointing. We're being encamped by God's angels. And you get a chance, read, and we're not going to do it today, but read Psalms 91 and read all the way through the 11th verse. It'll bless you. But the Spirit of God told me this concerning the secret place, and I looked it up. There is a place in Christ Jesus, not in Jesus Christ. I'm going to have Evangelist William, if she'll read Colossians 3:3. We're about done. But in Colossians 3:3, I want you to read that. Let me know when you get it.
Colossians 3:3.
Yes.
I have it.
Okay.
Colossians 3:3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen, amen.
See, the world knows nothing about this secret place. All they know is what the world, what their optical nerve can see. But we're dead. I'm reminded of an evangelist, Sharon. She said, Pastor, I don't remember none of that stuff. None of it. Just dead to everything that used to be in her life. Part of her testimony, too. And she said, so don't refer to anything because, hey, I'm dead. I mean, in other words, I mean, you talking about that doesn't mean anything because I'm not coherent to it. I'm not hearing it. It's like, and not that she's ignoring anything, but she did to that, her past life. So it's like it was never there. It's like it never exists. So that's what we have to do. Our lives have to be hidden with Christ in God. That's what that scripture said. That's what the secret place said. And you and I can live. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. You and I can live the secret place where we go. That secret place goes with us. Wherever, doesn't matter what's around us or what surrounds us. We know that we're in his secret place. We know that we're covered by that light. We're covered by that. We're being protected by that. And the darkness don't comprehend it. The darkness don't get it. It is a place that's reserved for us. It's a place that revealed by the Holy Spirit. It is for the obedient one that would rather find that straight place.
Yes, yes.
In Christ. Now, there's a lot of places out there, but I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's to be in Christ, okay? Well, at this time, anyone have anything they want to share? press one, and we'll let you in, and you can share it. As much as I want to go on and on and on, I want everybody to have a clear understanding that I want you to stay protected by God. And these are the, these are the ways you do that, okay? You stay protected by him in there.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Well, if not, I'll see you all Sunday for the review.